It's one of the most realistic stories in the Bible. And it's also one of the most beautiful stories in the Bible. We're talking about the lesson of the prodigal son. It's found in Luke chapter 15. And as a matter of fact, this is the only time in the Bible where you read this account. It's not found in Matthew or Mark or John or anywhere else. And it is a great story. It is so true to life. This happens so many times every single day. And Jesus uses this as a story to teach us some grand lessons. So let's look at this today, beginning in Luke chapter 15. We're going to read starting in verse 11. And a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring here the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found.' And they began to be merry." Now let's go back to verse 11, and let's look at this verse by verse. And let's soak in and absorb all the great lessons that we can today by looking at this section of Scripture. In verse 11, the Bible says that this man, the father, had two sons. And the younger son wanted his part of the inheritance right then. You see, the inheritance would normally be given to these young men after the father died, just like it is today. But this young man, the younger brother, decided that he wanted it before his father died. So the Bible says that the father divided unto them his living, that is, his property, his goods, what he had worked for and accumulated throughout all those years. So he made that distribution, and the Bible says in verse 13 that it was not long after that that the younger son decided to get out. Verse 13 says, "And not many days after, this younger son gathered all together and he took his journey." So the Bible says this happened soon. He didn't wait a long time. The Bible says it was only a few days, not many days, but a few days after he decided that he was going to get out. So he was already anxious. Evidently, he had already been thinking about this. He wanted to get out of his father's house. He wanted to experience the world. He wanted to find out what was going on out there, and he didn't want, evidently, to follow the rules and to have the structure that was in his father's house anymore. Perhaps he didn't want the responsibilities, and since he had all this money, he would be able to take that money and he wouldn't have to work. He could just lay back and enjoy himself, or he could party or do anything that he wanted to, and that's what we're about to read about. The Bible says that he wanted to get out, so he took all of his money and he took his journey into a far country. You see, he didn't decide to go wild in his father's own community. He didn't want the people in that area to see what he was doing, or he didn't want them getting on to him. He didn't want to be answerable to anybody, perhaps. And so he gets as far away from any reminder of the standards of his father that he possibly can. And so he goes away not just into another country, but he goes away into a far country. He wants to get just as far away as he possibly can from that kind of living and from that kind of home. So he goes into that far country, and there the Bible says that he wasted his substance, that is his living, the money that he had, with riotous living. Now the word riotous there means wasteful or prodigal. Now that's where we get the name prodigal son. This is why he was a prodigal son. The English word prodigal simply means wasteful. So this young man wasted everything that he had. He blew it. He blew everything that he had in riotous living. You say, well, what would that involve? What kind of rioting was he involved in? Well, we see later in this chapter that the Bible talks about him blowing all of his money with harlots. Now, those are prostitutes. Those are bad women. So if you just think about a life of drinking and carousing and living as wild as a person could, that evidently is what this prodigal son did. And he had the money to do it for a while. But you know what? Usually, no matter how much money a person has, that money is going to run out sooner or later. So he had it good in his own mind as long as he had money. He was having fun. He was enjoying himself. He was on top of the world. But then the money ran out. Now, we're not told exactly how long he lived that kind of life. We're not told how long the money lasted. I don't know if it was days or weeks or months or perhaps years. But the money did run out. And then about the time that the money ran out, the Bible says in verse 14 that when he had spent everything, there arose a mighty famine in that land. Now, famine is where it doesn't rain for a long time. There's a great drought. And when that happens, folks, then people are going to have to pull in whatever resources they have, and they're not going to be able to spend like they once were. And people who have not looked ahead and people who have not saved are going to be hurting. Now, that's this young man. You see, he's never been in a situation like this. He's always had everything provided for him in his father's house, but now he's on his own, and he's not looked ahead. He's not thought about the fact that this money is going to run out. And so when it ran out at the worst possible time. But in another way, it ran out at the best possible time. And we're going to see what I mean by that as we read through this. So the Bible says that this was a mighty famine. It was not just some kind of drought. It was not a period where you had a dry spell. A mighty famine, folks, is where people get hungry and where some of them literally starve. So the Bible says in verse 14 that he began to be in want. Isn't it interesting that in verse 12, he wanted? He told his father what he wanted, but now he's in want. So this young man is in a strange land. He's no doubt somewhat homesick. He is broke. He is hungry. And he has really entered a strange new world now. You see, the far country is a strange world to him, but now, even there, he's entered an even different period of his life. He's really in a different world. He's really in a foreign environment now because he's never been broke before. He's never had to do without in his life. But you know something? Sometimes doing without can be a good thing for a man. Sometimes going without can be the best thing that ever happened to a man. Sometimes going broke can be the very best thing that could possibly happen to a man. And we can add here that going hungry was the best thing that ever happened to this young man in his life. So he knows he has to do something. And the Bible says that he got a job from somebody in that country. And he was sent to do a job that no Jew would want to do. He was sent to feed the hogs. You see, you have to remember that this young man is evidently a Jew. And to the Jews, hogs were unclean animals. They were not to eat hogs because they were unclean. And so the Jews wouldn't have anything to do with them. So you see, this young man has left his homeland of Israel. He's in a far country. He's in a different culture where they don't have those rules and those laws. And he is given one of the lowest jobs that he can possibly imagine. So he's there feeding those hogs, and he is so hungry, according to verse 16, that he is actually thinking about how good it would be to eat the food that the hogs were eating. Now, the Bible says in verse 16 that these were husks. Don't think of corn cobs there now, because these are not corn cobs. These husks were what are called carob pods. And of course, that's a plant that is not as familiar to us as some of the other ones are in our country. But regardless, of how familiar or unfamiliar we are with carob pods, the one thing is certain, and that is, this is hog food. This is what the pigs are eating. And this young man is so hungry that he's actually thinking about how good it would be to eat the hog's food. Now, that has to be hunger, folks. He has to be not just a little bit munchy. He's not just gone for a little while without food. He is very hungry. So the Bible says that it was then at that time that he had a change of mind. That's what turned him around, folks. It was getting down on his luck, so to speak. It was hitting rock bottom head first. It was doing without, going hungry, and being broke that brought him to his senses. And that's what the Bible is talking about in verse 17, and when he came to himself. In other words, it was like he was in a daze before. It was like he was not in his right mind. Now, I'm not saying he was literally insane, but I am saying that sin gets a hold of people. And I am saying that while a man is living a sinful and selfish life, he's not thinking clearly. He's not thinking like he ought to, and he's not even acting like himself. So the Bible says that he came to himself. He came to his senses, and that's when he turned his attention back home. That's when he remembered that even his father's hired servants were eating better than he was at this time. If he could just go back and be like one of those hired servants, not like a son like he was before, but he thought, if I can just go back and be on that level, I'll be in a much better position than I'm in right now. So the young man has been to the school of hard knocks, and he's learning a valuable lesson. And if his father had come and rescued him during this time, folks, he would have never learned the lesson. If his father had come and bailed him out and said, "Son, do you need some money or come back home with me?" the father would have ruined it because he would have never gotten the point. It's because of the hardship. It's because of the hard times that he went through that he turned his life around. And folks, sadly, that is true with so many of us. Sometimes we need those hardships of life to bring us to our knees and to bring us to our senses so that we will repent and turn back to the Heavenly Father. We're going to talk about this more tomorrow, Lord willing, and we hope that you can tune in at that time. And until then, we want to wish you a great rest of the day. And in the meantime, we hope that you can be studying from Luke chapter 15 about the prodigal son.